Folks, we received a letter from one of you listeners the other day that made us mighty happy. This listener wrote, "In these dark days, the world needs the wholesome humor which Lum and Abner so abundantly radiate." Well, we hope that all of you listeners find that these regular visits with Lum and Abner help to brighten your day. We also hope that you let Alka-Seltzer help you out, too, when the going seems to get a little tough. When a headache, a touch of acid indigestion, or muscular aches and pains happen along and keep you from doing your best work or spoil your relaxation and fun while you're off the job, we believe you'll find, as have countless thousands of others, that Alka-Seltzer can be depended upon to bring the kind of relief you want. Try Alka-Seltzer just once, won't you? And I'm sure you'll always keep a package of these modern effervescent tablets both at home and at work, so you need never be without the fast relief they offer. Get a package or two of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist right away. The sooner the better. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Squire Skimp took it upon himself to send a copy of the coat of arms in the baby's locket to a genealogical research bureau in an effort to learn something about the baby's family. Lum and Abner were a little upset about this because they fear that now the squire will discover that he is the heir to a kingdom. However, they are pretty anxious to hear any information that the squire is able to get from the research bureau. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is telephoning.
It ain't done yet, huh? Well, how soon will it be ready, Caleb? Well, I reckon that'll be all right. Abner, stop Wilson while I'm on the phone.
Excuse me.
What was that, Caleb? Oh, yeah, well, let me know when it's done. I'll come over and try it on. Yeah, all right, Caleb. Goodbye.
What are you going over to Caleb's and try on, Mom?
Nothing.
Well, what is it?
Oh, just something Caleb's making for me. Something I'll need when we start running the baby's kingdom for him.
Something Caleb's making for you?
Yeah.
Well, all he makes over at that blacksmith shop is horseshoes. You ain't aiming on wearing them, are you?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Is that what they're wearing, cast those horseshoes?
Of course not.
Well, I'm glad they don't. I know I don't want nobody nailing nothing like that on the bottom of my feet.
Well, you can get the silliest ideas of every one humming I ever knowed in my life.
Well, what are you having Caleb make you some horseshoes for?
He ain't making me no horseshoes. He's making me a sword.
A sword?
Yes, sir. I figure I ought to be wearing one of them around the castle. I'd like to have one with gold handle, but that costs too much.
Well, here, I better be getting me one of them, too, oughtn't I?
No, just the kings and assistant kings wears them. You're just a duke. Or will be.
Yeah.
Besides, Caleb ain't got enough stuff to make another one out of, no way.
Yeah, huh?
I had to take that old pickaxe we had around the store here over there so he'd have enough to make my sword out of.
Well, maybe I can find another pickaxe.
No, now, don't bother. If you need a sword any time, I'll let you loan your mine.
Well, I believe I ought to have one of my own, Mom. I know I saw pictures of dukes toting swords.
No, them was kings and knights. They was killing dragoons.
Well, I believe I'll call up Grandpappy Spirit and see if he's got old pickaxe.
No, now, don't call. Go call him Grandpappy.
Wait a minute. Ain't that him coming across? No. Squire Skimp.
Squire?
Yeah, right there.
And he must have got that report from Chicago.
Report?
Yeah, the one from that outfit that looks up insignias and coat of arms and family history and such as that.
Oh.
Genealogy or whatever you call it.
Yeah, that's the one he read in for, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm sort of anxious to hear this so we can find out all about the baby and what kingdom he's from.
Yeah, me too.
But I hate for Squire to learn that he's an orphan king.
Well, I do, too. That Squire want to get himself in on this kingdom some way. I know him.
Well, all we can do is just face it now.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing about us aiming on going to whatever country it is and helping the baby get the king job back again.
Oh, no, I won't say a word. Reckon Squire's got an old pickaxe.
Abner, forget that now.
Uh-huh.
Find out here he comes.
Well, gentlemen.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Come on back, Squire.
Did you hear from that family history outfit in Chicago?
Yes, I did, Lum. That's what I came over for. The report came in this morning. And I must say it contains some very interesting information. Very interesting indeed.
Well, I figured it would.
Well, I'll admit I was quite amazed, Lum, yes. And I'll tell you, men, if the cards are played properly, I'd say that your young charge, your infant boy, has quite a future ahead of him. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we know that.
Well, exactly what does the report say, Squire?
Yeah, let's get down to brass nails here. What was it?
Yes, I know you're anxious to hear all the details. Let's see now, where did I put that letter? I know I had it with me here. Here we are. The Salisbury Genealogical Institute and Research Bureau, yes.
It's got an impressive name, I'll say that for it.
Oh, yes. Now, Lum, some of this is rather long and involved, so I'll just summarize some parts of it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Do that to it, whatever you say.
Well, first of all, they discovered that the coat of arms, I sent them a copy of that one you found in the baby's locket.
Yeah, you told us about that.
Well, they discovered that it belongs to an old, well-established family by the name of Worthington.
Worthington?
Yes. The family dates back to the American Revolution. And for the most part, the various generations of this family lived in the New England states, principally in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yes.
Well, that ain't no foreign country.
Why, no, no, of course not, Lum. One of the 13 original states, as a matter of fact.
Well, how could the baby be a king?
Abner, hey, Chef.
What's that, Abner?
He weren't saying nothing, Squire.
Oh.
Go on. What else does the report say?
Well, it goes on to list various members of the Worthington family tree, bringing it down to the present day, where we find that the original Worthington strain has practically died out.
Died out, huh?
Yes. It seems that the last members possessing the family name had two daughters, but no sons. Little is known about one of the two daughters, but the other one moved out west, apparently to regain her health.
Squire, are you sure they sent you the right report?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed, Lum, yes. Let me finish this now. The daughter who went out west settled in the Black Hills region of South Dakota. And there she married a man by the name of, let's see here, L.W. Carteret.
Carteret?
Yes.
Well, I'm might not sure they've made a mistake there, Summer Squire.
Oh, no, they haven't, Lum. No, they haven't. Now, wait till you hear the rest of this. Mr. Carteret was a gold prospector who had the very good fortune of making a strike, and later became the owner of a very lucrative gold mine.
Gold mine?
Yes.
Granny, this is getting more interesting. Go on, Squire, let's hear the rest of it.
Well, it seems that Mr. Carteret died, leaving the mine to his widow, naturally.
Oh, yeah, naturally. Well, did she have any young?
Well, no, not by Mr. Carteret, Lum. However, the report states that there was a secret marriage. Mrs. Carteret married a ne'er-do-well rider who disappeared a short time after. Now, this marriage was never made public, but it has since been confirmed by court records.
Well, what's his name?
Yeah, let's see now. It's right down there someplace. Yes, here it is right here. Guthrie. Norwood Guthrie. And the last that anyone heard of him, why, he was in Kansas City.
Kansas City?
Yes, yes.
Granny, you don't reckon he was the one that...
Yeah, what's that, Lum?
No, it couldn't have been. Toad on, Squire.
Oh, let's see now. Where were we? Oh, yes, yes, it is. It was rumored that there was a child by this marriage. However, this has not been confirmed.
It ain't? Not.
No.
Does it say about how old a young'un would be if there was such a one?
No, no, it doesn't, Lum. However, it couldn't be very old since the Guthrie marriage took place just a little over 2 years ago.
Oh, I do know. I wonder.
I know just what you're thinking, Lum. But there's one hitch. Mrs. Carteret herself died about a month and a half ago. And evidently there's some trouble over the ownership of the mine. It seems that the sister has appeared on the scene and put in a claim for it.
She has?
Yes.
Granny, then that feller I talked to on the long-distance phone was right.
Was right?
He told me a mean sister of the baby's mama was trying to get something away from the baby. He never said what.
Well, now, just a minute here, Lum. What fella is this?
The one in Kansas City that got shot while he was talking to me on the phone.
Oh.
And I know he was, too. He was that Guthrie feller.
That's just about who he was. Just about, Lum.
I recollect now he said he couldn't tell me who he was because it was some kind of a secret.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said the baby's mama was dead, and he was trying to help the baby get something back that belonged to him.
Well, that settled it then, Lum. That settled it without a doubt. This baby that you have is Miss Guthrie's child, and the rightful heir to the gold mine.
Why, of course it
is. Oh, yes, yes.
How else would he have that insignia in his locket?
My dog is a gold mine.
Yes, sir. And we're leaving right tomorrow to get it back for him, too.
Well, now, hold on now, Lum. Just a minute now. You can't do that. See, this aunt evidently has established a fairly strong claim for the mine. And there's also another matter, the matter of proving that the baby is actually Mrs. Carteret's child.
Granny, that's right, ain't it?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. I believe it's going to take the help of some very good lawyers to prove that, too, Lum.
Well, huh?
Well, we don't know no lawyers to get.
Well, why don't you let me help you with this? I'm acquainted with several very excellent and highly successful attorneys. And with my connection and influence, I'm sure I can get them to handle the case for you.
Would you do that first, Your Honor, Squire?
Boy, yes, yes. I'll be more than happy to oblige.
Granny's, it's a deal, then. How soon can you get hold of them?
Well, I'll go right home, write a special delivery letter right this minute.
Well, good. Send it out right away.
Yes, I'll do that. Well, I better be running along, then, and I'll let you know the minute I get an answer back.
Yeah, do that, Squire. So long.
Yeah, so long, gentlemen.
Granny's adding her a gold mine. That's even better than a kingdom, I believe.
Why,
and kingdoms
sure.
Don't last long these days. Ain't much money in them.
Oh, no, that gold mine. Wait a minute, I believe that's all ring, Mom. I'll get it. Hello, Johnham Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, hello, Caleb. What's that? Oh, just a minute. Lom, Caleb says he's got that pickaxe made into a sword and he wants to know if you're coming over to look at it.
Tell him no.
Huh?
Tell him to change the sword back to a pickaxe.
Well, we'll have to agree that Lum knew what he was talking about. And we believe you'll agree, once you've tried it, that we know what we're talking about when we say that Alka-Seltzer offers surprisingly fast relief for a touch of acid indigestion, a sour upset stomach, or occasional distress after meals. You see, Alka-Seltzer does more than simply reduce excess gastric acidity. It also helps to relieve that full, stuffy, uncomfortable feeling that's so often a major part of minor stomach upsets. No wonder, then, that Alka-Seltzer is such a favorite. We believe it'll be a favorite of yours, too, once you've experienced the gratifying two-fold relief it offers for occasional stomach upsets. Try it, won't you, and see for yourself. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore, by the package or by the glass at the soda fountain.